this is Rant 101. Today on Rant 101, we're going to be discussing Rising of the Shield Hero. Did I get that right? Did I say that right? I got to check. Did I say that right? Rising of the Shield Hero and why it's about low-key about black people. Hear me out. So Nafumi, right, the main character, from the get, he's asked to be one of four heroes that's supposed to save this alternate world, this alternate reality that he's not from, this alternate dimension, from something called the second wave or the waves. Sounds kind of like Neon Genesis, right? With the waves, right? First, second waves, right? First, second impact, right? And the waves are basically a dimensional portal or dimensional portals that open up in different places in this world. And each hero is supposed to basically be assigned to a specific land. And they're supposed to gather up troops and then at times work together to save the lands from these waves of enemy demons or what have you from these other worlds. Nafumi, though, being the shield hero, for some strange reason, he's not accepted, right? Like the other three heroes. There's the shield hero, there's the spear hero, there's the sword hero, and then there's like the archer hero or archer guy or whatever, right? And they're all more readily accepted. And it seems that when Nafumi lands in the land ruled by the Melomarchs, that the history of the shield hero has been negative. And it's a setup from the beginning by Ulti Melomarch, who's the king. But he really has no power. He's just kind of like a regent because, this world is run, it's actually a matriarchy and it's run by the queen. And so Ulti and his daughter Multi, I believe her name is, Ulti ends up becoming named Trash, and Multi, I think they call her bitch or some shit like that. It's crazy, right? They set up Nafumi. Now, mind you, Nafumi is there to help, right? He's there to help save everyone, right? But they set him up for failure. Black people. So it's a great series, right? I didn't expect to like this series as much as I did. But one of the things that was a bone of contention for me was Nafumi was consistently proving himself to be, if not one of the four guardians or the four heroes, right? He proved himself to be the best of the four. He was just always thinking ahead, you know. A lot of these heroes, and a lot of times what we see in adventure tales like this and like Log Horizon and SAO and series like that, is that, you know, you have these heroes, they go on these quests and they defeat the bad guys. They defeat the dragons and they defeat, you know, the ogres, or they defeat whatever demons that they're fighting on their quest. But then, you know, you don't ever see the aftermath, right? And in this series, you actually see what happens, you know, after they kill these beasts, these creatures on their quest. You know, it had one time where one of the heroes, I believe it was the archer hero, or the arrow hero, whatever they call him, right, the bow hero, he goes and defeats, or it might have been the sword hero, one of the other heroes, though, they go and kill a dragon, right? And you think, oh, okay, it's part of the quest. He was supposed to defeat this dragon and help people. But then they go and show Nafumi, who's the shield hero, having to go behind this guy and clean up the mess that he made. And because in the wake of defeating the dragon's blood or what have you contaminated like the waterway for the local village, and people were getting sick. So Nafumi came in with his forces and he was helping these sick people, and these people who were forced, who were starving, you know, because they were being poisoned and they couldn't stay in the location anymore. He cleaned up the dragon debris and he cleaned up the water and he tried to save the people. So you're seeing, you know, the effects on the back end after a lot of these heroes go and do their heroic thing by killing off demons. And you realize that Nafumi, because he's so forward thinking, he's seeing the actual long-term effects of their actions. And he's saying, no, you just can't kill something and then just leave it there. You know, if you're gonna kill it, it's your responsibility to then take care of it and clean it up and make sure that it doesn't affect the people around you that you're here to protect, right? Black people. Because in the end, to me, that's all we do, right? We're here, we help people. We were brought here, some of us were brought here against our will. And we were expected to help. We were expected to help make things better for the people who brought us here. But as we're making things better for those people, they're constantly setting it up so we don't succeed. Black people. That's why I see the correlation between this particular character and the plight of black people in this country, if not the world. It's to me, it's a serious look at culture and racism and a lot of deep things that I was not going into this anime expecting to find. Hold on a second. So now that we're here with this brilliant anime, in my opinion, right? Now, don't get me wrong, it's not like this series isn't full of like plot holes, and you know, it's not like it doesn't lack consistency, because it does. But the overall theme of someone who was a reluctant hero, right, who's pulled from his own home, right, pulled from his own native land, right, unwillingly pulled, right, into a situation that he did not want and that he did not create, and then he rises to the occasion while literally in the first episode being accused of something he did not do, and then having to rise against that with everything stacked against him, with the people who actually brought him there making it more difficult for him to actually accomplish his goal of saving them and helping them, right? It's batshit to me, right? That would even be a thing. But because I am the color that I am and I look this way, I understand it fully, because black people, you know, we are here and things are constantly stacked against us. And as we rise and we show, you know, we have to act like the character. You know, Nafumi has to consistently be better than the people around him. He has to consistently show his true essence consistently. And at times, he gets so tired of the bullshit, right, that he becomes angry. And his anger shows, right, it's to a point where his shield, right, has a anger set. Where, like, if he becomes too angry, it activates a negative part of the shield that actually starts to feed off of his anger, and his anger feeds off of him. So the more he uses it, it makes him stronger in the short term, but it ends up devouring him and possessing him and taking control of him and making him evil. So now he has to fight himself, right? Fight this other power that he has, right? That makes him more powerful in the short term, but it makes him evil as well. Black people. Because that's what we're constantly faced with, right? We're constantly faced with having to be our best selves, right? And no matter how good we are and how much we do, right? It's always some asshole out there trying to bring us down and say, no, you're not that good. You're actually this evil person. And not acknowledging the fact that they're doing this evil shit to us to bring out that evil side of us, to bring out that rage, right? And then we can't even tap into that rage, because if we do that, we end up devouring and hurting ourselves and the people around us that we love the most. So we always have to be in control of our situations. We always have to be aware of what's going on around us, and we always have to be aware of what our actions can do to the people around us, and especially the people that we love and we care about. We always have to be aware that, you know, in the country that we're in, right? Like Nafumi, he's in a country that he was brought to do a task that he didn't want to do, but he's doing it to the best of his ability, and then he's outdoing the other heroes, right, that were there to help him. And none of these people want to acknowledge his accomplishments. So he just gets to a point where he's just like, yo, fuck you. I'm going to do what I'm here to do, and I'm going to get mine, and I'm going to be the best person I can be, but don't ever say that I don't do shit. And that's why I love the character. That's why I love the series. That's why I love everything that he went through. And it's crazy because his name doesn't get cleared until like episode 20 or 21. It's like really, you know, the series is only about 25 or 26 episodes long. He doesn't get his name cleared like publicly in front of everybody until damn near the end of the series or the end of the season one, right? He gets his name cleared. And again, Black people, some of us don't even get our names clear, you know. So, you know, we constantly have to live under the shadow of negativity for shit that we didn't even do. You know, a lot of us don't do anything wrong, right? Just like Nafumi, he didn't do anything wrong, and he turned out to be the best of the best. But he constantly had people who brought him there saying that he's not the best and he should know his place, and he should allow them to do the evil stuff that they're doing to him, and that he should just fall back and let them take credit for his accomplishments. He should fall back and let them treat him like trash. He should fall back and let these people abuse him. He should fall back and let these people turn his name to dirt. And all the while these people are doing this, they're hiding the fact that in other lands, in other places, he's revered, he's loved, he's adored, right? Where the other heroes are not, you know, they're keeping him from things that literally would help him level up, that would help him help them, you know, take care of the waves and take care of these attacks that they're getting. And they're purposely keeping him away from leveling up. And he figures out a way to level up anyway. But the thing that blew my mind is that while they're doing this evil shit to him, right, and they have whatever reasoning for doing it, right, he levels up. He creates an army of devout followers who are dedicated to him and his mission, right? He creates a name, a reputation for himself that is unshakable. It's unquestionable. You can't touch it, right? Even though they're still trying to throw shade on him, he still does this stuff, right? And then he finds out that the church was trying to keep him away from leveling up. He finds out that in other lands, his name is revered. Not for the stuff that he just did, but because the Shield hero has always been revered. And the most revered hero. Black people. You see what I'm saying? So this is why I love this series, and this is why I think everyone should watch the series. I mean, on some base level, I think when people watch the series that they'll enjoy the series, and they'll enjoy it because of his comeuppance, right? He goes through all this negativity, and he has to battle not just the people who brought him there, and then that, you know, they put him in a situation where they want him to fail, right? But because he was able to overcome that and then overcome the anger that he felt because of that, right? That was creating this power surge in him that was going to basically take him over and control him and have him kill everybody and everything that he loved and everything that he built, right? He overcomes that. He defeats that. And he goes on to become this legendary hero. It's awesome. Awesome in so many ways. So, if you have not seen Rising of the Shield Hero, I ask that you sit down, binge watch this anime, and enjoy it for what it is. And if you are a person of color who have ever been oppressed or suppressed or just feel down. And not just people of color, just anyone who's ever been through anything where you were accused of something that you didn't do, or that you were underappreciated, or you were put in a situation that was not of your making, and you made the best of that situation and you overcame. This anime is for you. It is for you, right? Because it will give you the validation that you need to persevere. The story of perseverance in this anime is one of the best stories of perseverance I've seen in any series, in any genre, ever. He just kept digging in, and he just kept doing what he was doing until he got to where he wanted to get to. That's how you do it. Anyway, that's the end of my rant. if you like my rant, like what you saw, like and comment below, follow. I actually want to hear what you guys have to say about this, to be honest, because I really love this series so much, and I am really excited to see season 2, which is due out in October of this year. So right now it's the end of August when I'm recording this. So I think it's August 30th or 31st. September is like a month away. So October is right there. And you know, you're gonna get to see it and just like binge watch season 1 and get prepared for season 2, because I want to see what they do with the character and all the surrounding characters, because he generated so much love from the negativity that they gave him, black people, you know, to the point where other people wanted to be like him and they wanted to emulate what he was doing, black people. So check it out, enjoy it, love it, and let me know what you think.